This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Dave,
yo,
it's the show. It's
that
trivia about the
show. It's number one.
You are on.
Yeah, love this show.
It's a, now I'm giving you a chance to answer a question that you missed previously about the show you are on. Okay,
a show that I'm on.
This show, and so. I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. Here's the question that you missed before, but now I'm going to ask you it now. Here it is.
Great.
Who was the guest on our most recently released episode? Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about Yamanika?
That is correct, Dave. That's right. It was Yamanika Saunders. Wonderful.
Oh, I was thinking of a different Yamanika.
Great. Great, Dave. All right. Anyway, you can find us at Six Unseemly on all social media and unseemlyquestions.com. All right. Let's get the show started.
Six Unseemly Questions.
Welcome, Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Barnato. This is my sidekick.
Co-host.
Sidekick.
Host.
Dave Rosinski. We've got a great contestant on the show today. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Rojo Perez.
Yeah. All right.
Rojo
Perez.
Hey. Welcome,
Rojo. What up? I love you guys.
I love you too, Rojo.
Thank you for
transmitting from the moon. All right, now, yes. We're just making fun of Rojo's audio. It's an internet joke, everybody. All right. All right, we have a wonderful studio audience today. Also, please put your hands together for Chanel Ali and Nina Lisandrello.
Yay!
Welcome.
Hey.
Hi. Thanks for coming to the show. It's time to get started. I'm going to tell you how the show works, Rojo, and then we're going to get started. I'm going to ask you 6 unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring a bell, and I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get at the end of the show, I will decide whether or not it's worth giving you $5 for your appearance on the show. All right, you understand?
Oh, I can't wait. Let's go, baby.
Okay.
All right.
That's cool. Let's
Thanks
do this.
For calling me baby.
Yeah.
It's time for question number one. Question number one. What kind of vampire would you be?
A vegetarian vampire.
You'd be a vegetarian vampire?
Yeah.
Really? You think you could fight off the powers of the occult magic and become a vegetarian?
Yeah, I'd meditate, take yoga. I'd be like a real new wave vampire.
And then what? Vegetarian vampire.
What do you think you're going to be drinking? Like tomato juice instead of blood?
Oh, man, I would kill for some V8.
Tomato juice?
Woo!
Spicy V8.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to say no bell on that question. I'll tell you.
Why?
He was going to be like a vampire activist. I mean, come on. That's amazing.
That is amazing, but I gotta be honest, I like vampires. I'm just gonna say that I don't know why this whole conversation sounds racist to me right now. There's something in here that's weird, but
very weird. Do they make vampires in gluten-free?
Do they do what to what?
Or do they have gluten-free vampires too?
I feel like you're just saying words to try and make me
gluten-free. Vampires.
I feel like gluten-free is your word of the day, Dave. And you're just trying to force it in stuff.
I just Googled it.
All right. Okay, so no bell on the first question. It's time for question number two. Girl. But before we do that, can you tell people out there what you do?
Yes, I am a comedian. I tell jokes on stage. Sometimes people pay me to tell them on TV.
All right, you are a comedian. You're super funny, and you have a special. You're in a special that we are in post-production for right now.
Yeah, I am. I'm very excited for Bring Back Laughs. So when you guys see it, when it comes out, we saw parts of it on South By, and it was real dope. It was a great experience.
I mean, it's actually some of the most beautifully filmed stand-up. I mean, it's funny, but it's also the most beautifully filmed stand-up I think I've ever seen, which is amazing. Awesome stuff. All right, it is time for question number two, Rojo. Question number two. Do people mistake your race?
Do people mistake my race?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, people, I've been called Island Mexican. Like, I mean, it's like, it's very confusing if I'm Cuban, Puerto Rican.
Oh, you know, people don't think you're, people never think that you're white, though?
No, I'll get Spaniard more than white.
That's interesting. I mean, that's interesting to me, because I think that when I first met you, I thought you were white, but then I learned quickly that you weren't. But also, I'm legally blind, so who knows?
I get gay more than white.
Really?
Yeah, I get gay a lot. Yeah.
From whom? Like, from whom? Is it? Is it from suitors?
Sometimes suitors are just people I've known, like, kind of through comedy, and they'll be like once off removed, and they'll be like, "Oh, I thought you were gay the whole time." I'm like, "I thought you were gay."
You know what's really funny is I've gotten that too multiple times. Once from my mother. Yeah, my mom.
What'd she say? Did she call you? Or was it over coffee?
She called me because I posted a picture of myself at a party and I had a balloon penis coming out of my pants. And then some guy was had the other end of the balloon penis in his mouth. And then somebody took a picture of it. And the guy was like gay, but he was like Pride Month, like all dressed up. And then my mother, when I put it up on Facebook and I said, "Does this make me look gay?" Does this make me look gay? And then my mother called me like almost immediately and was like, "Take that picture down. You wonder why people think you're gay." And I was like, "Who thinks I'm gay?" I was like, "What are you talking about?
You wonder why."
I was like, "People." And I was like, "Really?" And it was her.
your mom started going to bingo and having the lady talk to her and ask if you're gay.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I've done a few things online that have embarrassed my mother. That's one of many. So there you go. But you know what? Good conversation. I'm going to give you a bell. All right. It is time for question number three. You know, this kind of follows. Do people like your penis?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a weird thing. No, I mean, that's a weird thing because I feel like nobody's ever been like, "Ugh, that penis," or like, it's never. But also, I don't know if they do that behind my back. So as far as I know, people are a fan of my I think.
I feel like you'd know. I mean, because if enough people are acting at your penis like it's nice, I think eventually it'll seep in. The truth seeps in, and you kind of know. So I think that your assessment is probably true.
I guess I'll say my penis has never been the reason we stopped having sex.
Talk your shit. Talk your shit.
All right, I'm going to give you a bell. All right. I won't say exactly why, but I'm just giving it to you. All right. It is time for question number four. Question number four. Have you ever lost to a heckler?
Yeah. I definitely did. I think one of the worst bombs, I was doing a show up in the Bronx. I'm supposed to do 15 up top. Before they bring me up, they have two male strippers give these ladies a dance. then the host brings me up. And this is a very, like, it's about 100 people, and it's 50 black, 50 Hispanic. And the people are yelling, they're going ape shit. I go up, and I make a reference to the dude strippers. And the crowd was like, "Nah, man, we didn't like that." And then I doubled down. And I doubled down and yelled at something at a guy in the crowd, and they were just like, "That's f***ed up, dude." And it went complete silent. The dude producing the show is giving me the hardest light at 2 minutes in. He's like, "You gotta get the f*** off now." And I had to walk through everybody to quietly exit, and nobody made eye contact. Yeah, I'm definitely taking an L to a crowd.
That's a great story, and that's deserves a bell. 100%. That's hilarious. That's really funny. I think I've lost to hecklers before, and I'm not going to tell the story because it just hurts too much. So I'm just not going to. All right. It is time for question number five. Question number five. What's the most dangerous thing about you?
My fear of commitment. Wow. The scariest
that
thing
is
about me, I think.
Real.
Rojo's like, I'll cut you with this. He's like, I will cut you with this.
But how is that dangerous, though?
Well, I think you get involved. You're with somebody, you get involved with them, and then when it ends up not working out because I'm not committing in the way I should, people get hurt. And I think that's a dangerous thing, Dave.
It's
weighted right now between me and Dave. But
feel like Dave is going to say, when you say people, you mean like two humans?
You mean the two humans?
Like touching their bodies and they don't like it? Like, what are you referencing?
Yes, be very specific, please.
And dim the lights.
Put the nude music on.
I understand what you mean by that, though. I mean, that's why I said it's really very real. I absolutely get that. I myself used to have that, but luckily I don't now. I'm committed to a wonderful wife who will be listening to this, so I'll get points for that.
Just got a
10 for six. All right. That's a good answer. I'm gonna give you a bell. All right, it is time for question number six. Question number six. How will you know when you've made it?
When I'm not paying for stuff when I walk into bars in Puerto Rico. When I start walking into places and back home and people are just like, "Yeah, I got that. No more that." And I was like, "Okay, we're doing all right."
Oh, wow. I think that's a good one, because it's like, you know, it's like kind of a celebration
of me.
Yeah, it's a celebration of you. That's kind of awesome. I think that's a pretty good answer.
And free drinks.
And it's free drinks. Dave's favorite thing. And so
Victor's weed, favorite. But... Yeah, no free weed. No free Tylenol. Victor's favorite.
I do like a good Tylenol. That's true. When I have a headache,
I know.
I pretty much enjoy one. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm gonna say no bell on that, because what was Dave doing?
You can't blame the
Dave,
answer.
Dave,
you cannot blame
Dave.
The bell on me. He always tries to blame the bell on me to turn all the guests against me.
If I lose these $5 because you couldn't keep it together at the last question, I'm gonna be heated, dude.
Dave, you see what I mean? This is all Victor's manipulation.
Wait,
don't fall for this. We're stronger.
Just in Dave's defense, actually, the number of bells you have no indication on whether or not you get $5. You could have no bells at all and still get $5.
Okay, now you're going to tell everyone the rules to the show? We don't do that on this show.
I said that at the beginning of the show.
Did you guys match your outfits hoping you'd get along better?
Thank you for finally noticing, Rojo. I thought you weren't going to say anything.
No, see, Rojo, this is it's when you say stuff like this is why people think you're gay. You keep setting them up because you're trying to be all caring and a good friend, and they're like, "This guy, whoa."
Well, no, but no, isn't it obvious we're wearing the same costume?
This is
I like that
my
you
clothes.
Call regular clothes costume.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate that.
All right. Okay, so that was a good answer. I named Nobel already. I'm sorry, I forgot that. I'm not going to reverse it. We've asked you six questions, so now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. But before we do that, can you tell people out there where they can find you?
Yes, please. It's Rojo Perez with 3 Z's on all the socials. Same name. And I got an album coming out mid-June called Words. Check that
Awesome.
Out.
Did you keep just adding Z's until it was you could get it in all three?
Until I could get, yeah. There were a lot of Rojo Perez out there.
Nice. Well, you made it, though.
Wouldn't be confusing? Like, if it was, like, 18 Z's, like, no one would sit there and count.
I hope that never happens.
I agree. I agree.
It's time to decide whether or not you get $5. Let's canvas the room. Dave, what do you think? Should Rojo get $5?
Absolutely. I feel like this is the meanest you've ever been to any of our guests. Mm. And, you know, like, I feel bad about what's happening on our show. And if there's anything I can do to help our guests feel better, but getting the $5, let's do it.
Okay. All right. a lot came out there. All right. Janelle, what do you think? Should Rojo get $5?
Yeah, I think he, like, you know, sincerely promoted diversity in vampires. And I think $5 at a bar in Puerto Rico, he could own it. So give it to him.
All right. Two people are on your side. Let's see what Nina says. Nina, what do you think? Should Rojo get $5?
I think so. Absolutely. He is ambitious and showed accountability for the demise of all of his relationships. So that's super, super impressive.
Oh, yeah. Way to go, Rojo. Let's ask our producer, Rachel. What do you think, Rachel? Should Rojo get $5?
So I absolutely understand why people think he's gay. And so because people think he's gay, he's been oppressed and he needs that $5 to move past it.
All right. That's
that's unanimous, baby.
Right? Yeah, it is. It's unanimous.
Almost unanimous.
Come on.
Heard from
everybody.
You know who.
Yeah.
All right. So great. I guess it's time to figure out whether or not you get $5. We need to know.
Figure it out.
You think, Rojo, should you get $5 for your appearance on the show?
Yeah. I also think I should give Dave $5 because we had a breakthrough. but all yeah, right. I should not lose money while I'm on this.
Well, I'm gonna say no $5 because you looped Dave into your $5. So
what do I have to do with this?
Dave absolutely will not get $5.
Stop punishing our guests.
No $5 for you, but thank you so much for being a great guest on the show. Let's wrap it up, Dave. What did you learn from this week's show?
Oh, look, Rojo unfriended me on social media. I hope you're happy now.
All right. Everybody check us out at Six Unseemly on all social media and unseemlyquestions.com.
A podcast network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.